We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Troy MacArthur on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, last Friday night, your ball club picked up a victory over Chautauqua, winning 54-8. As you look back at the game, what are some of the things that really stand out about your guys' play?
You know, we didn't play a perfect game, but the mistakes we did make, we were able to overcome, which is definitely good because that's been an issue with our guys so far this season. You know, we played a good quarter here, and then the wheels fell off. We played a half, and then the wheels fell off because of a mistake here or there. You know, that didn't end up happening last Friday. We were able to overcome. So that was definitely good to see for them. That, and, you know, now they've got a little bit of confidence, and they're excited to play again.
And when I look at your schedule, and we've talked about this, the rest of the way, you really have to like the way your team matches up with the rest of the teams that you face, including Altoona Midway, which comes up this Friday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there isn't an easy game on the schedule left. We're going to have to execute well and go out and hit hard and do the best we can do. And if we do that, you know, I like our odds. And that's for all three of the last games we play. You know, if we don't, all three teams could beat us. You know, hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully we come out and take care of business, keep penalties and turnovers to a minimum, and take care of business.
We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Troy MacArthur on the Area Coach's Corner. And as you mentioned, this season has been one where you've played a good quarter here or a good half against another opponent. Those good halves and those good quarters, are you starting to see those maybe become more and more of them together with this team?
I sure hope so. I'll let you know after Friday. You know, Chautauqua was down a little bit, but, you know, that didn't stop us. We came out, we hit, we executed for the most part better than we have. So that's definitely looking like we're going in the right direction.
You have Altoona Midway this Friday night. What challenges do they offer your football team?
They've got a pretty good running back that goes out when they spread it out a little bit. He goes out wide. He's pretty darn good. Their quarterback's, he's shifty. He's got a good arm. And then their offensive line is massive. They don't probably fire out quite as well as some of the teams we've played. Waverly was probably the best offensive line firing out we've seen. You know, they didn't have the size that Burlingame or Hanover had, but they fired out just as well. But I don't think Altoona fires out quite as well, so hopefully we can use our speed against them.
Are you seeing those early games with Burlingame, with Hanover, with Waverly? Are you starting to see those pay off against some of the other opponents that you're facing right now?
Oh, definitely. You know, anytime you've faced two number ones in a season, and you've faced another two good teams in district, you can look at the guys and go, hey, you know, these guys, they're good, but they're not what you've faced so far. You keep plugging away, you keep going, and you can overcome some obstacles.
Coach MacArthur, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Congratulations on the victory over Chautauqua. Good luck against Altoona Midway, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right. Thank you, sir. Talk to you next week.
That's Lebo head football coach Troy MacArthur on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Concrete, East Central Monuments, and by J&D Auction on KVOE, live and local.